All right, so today we're going to talk about insights from the option pricing. So what we learn, just basic characteristics of options. And I talk about it from a position of when you are short an option. So if you're short an option, then the following things are important. First, volatility hurts you. So if you've written an option, whether it's a put option or a call option, you would much rather have a low volatility environment than a high volatility environment. In a low volatility environment, you earn the premium and the option is worth little or nothing. And since you're short the option, having it be worth little or nothing is a good thing. Okay, so it's like selling insurance with no claims. Insurance without claims. So you like that kind of environment. Certainty is good for you. Uncertainty is bad. Okay, the next characteristic of options, if you've written an option, is more out of the money, the better, in terms of the better average, or sort of more likely to profit. So if I sell an option that's way out of the money, that means that there's a low chance that it will have value, and again, that's good for us because we're short the option. We don't want the option to be valuable. We want to collect the premium and have the option expire worthless. But when it's more out of the money, it can be riskier because you lose money in really extreme scenarios, and extreme scenarios are almost by definition harder to predict. So if you're if you're offering flood insurance, somewhere where there's kind of occasional heavy rain, that's one thing. Offering flood insurance somewhere that could be affected by a hurricane, that's an extremely rare event, can be more difficult. So the more out of the money the option is, in some sense, the riskier it is, it becomes harder to model, harder to price accurately, it becomes less of a mathematical thing and more a matter of luck, how well it performs. So just to emphasize this point, in any option, you're subject to what's called tail risk, meaning that if you think in terms of a normal distribution, you'll perform poorly somewhere in the tails. You know, depending on which type of option, you could be perform poorly in the upper tail or the lower tail. And tails are hard to estimate. Many distributions that are normal within 1 to 2 standard deviations are not normal outside that range. In fact, most of the things that we think of as, that we describe as having a normal distribution, can't possibly have a normal distribution outside the tails. For example, human height. The height of males tends to be normally distributed. I think the mean was about 67 inches. Standard deviation, I think around 2.5 inches, something like that. Don't quote me on that. But if that were literally true, then we would observe people, males with a height of less than 1 foot with some probability, a height more than 9 feet with another probability. That's not exactly zero, but in fact those are zero probabilities for adult males. So the that's an example of things that are not normal. A lot of studies in finance, and this is probably more relevant, find that the tails tend to be fatter than a normal distribution. So something looks normal here, but then the tails end up being fatter. That is, that there is a much higher probability of getting an extreme low event or extreme high event than you would have if there was if everything were distributed normally. So that's what this tail risk means, that there's a higher probability of extreme events than the normal distribution would predict based on what you observe, based on the mean and standard deviation that you observe in here. You expect things to look like, you expect the probability of extreme events to drop off. In fact, it doesn't drop off as fast as people are expecting with the normal distribution. This is a very common property of financial instruments like stocks. In particular, there's a lot of research showing that there's the tails are fatter, meaning that there's more tail risk than the normal distribution would predict. And if you're not in the options business, that's not such a big deal. But if you're in the out-of-the-money options business, and you, particularly if you've written them, this bigger tail risk can really bite you. Okay, so those are the there's one more property of options, which is the longer the duration, the higher the value. And remember, if you've written an option, that's bad. Okay, you don't want the option to get valuable. The idea is simple, is the longer the option is out there, say if the option's out there for 5 years rather than 6 months, then there's more chance for the for scenarios to emerge in which that option becomes valuable and you have to pay out a huge amount in some sense in an insurance claim. So the longer duration, the higher the value. And those are all important properties of options. And we're going to see next time that there are embedded options in mortgages.